Hi, I'm Marcus Jones, Chief Digital Officer at Premier, which produces this podcast and many others. Like you, I love listening to these amazing podcasts. I also love hearing about the people who are impacted by them, like Sheila from Cheshire. Sheila's parents were both sick and she was going through a difficult time taking care of them. But she started listening to Premier's podcasts and God spoke to her through them with just the right thing she needed to hear at just the right moment. She felt reassured that God had it in hand and that her parents would be safe. It's incredible to know how important these podcasts are to so many. But they are listener funded, which means we need your support to keep them going for people like Sheila. This week we come to the end of our financial year with our funding need yet to be met. Would you consider a donation today to help us reach more people like Sheila with hope and encouragement through our podcasts? Give your gift today at premier.plus/donate. That's premier.plus/donate. Thank you.
Hello, this is Be Still and Know with Jonathan Edwards. Let's hear the Bible together. Mark chapter 2, verse 21. Besides, who would patch old clothing with new cloth? For the new patch would shrink and rip away from the old cloth, leaving an even bigger tear than before. Let's be honest, we all make mistakes. We do things we don't mean to do, and we say things we regret. When we own up to our mistakes, a common response is to decide to try to do better next time or to turn over a new leaf. But Jesus rejects the idea that this patching up technique really works. Patching up, in fact, just makes things worse. His answer was that there needs to be complete renewal. Pouring wine into cracked old wineskins is a waste of time. What you need is to pour your lovely new wine into brand new wineskins. Jesus said something very similar when he met a Pharisee called Nicodemus. Jesus told him that he needed to be born again. Nicodemus received this with consternation. He couldn't make any sense out of what Jesus was saying. Jesus patiently explained himself and informed this thoughtful religious man that what he needed was to allow the Holy Spirit to give him a spiritual birth, in just the same way as years before he'd experienced a physical birth. As we live this new spiritual life that Jesus came to bring us, we will, of course, continue to make silly mistakes. The difference is that as we face up to our failures, we are not alone in seeking to overcome them. The Holy Spirit is there to strengthen and direct us, and to help us to resist temptations, and to avoid making similar mistakes in the future. The Holy Spirit is constantly with us to enable us to live the spiritual life, so let's stop trying to patch up our lives in our own strength, and welcome the new life of the Spirit. Let's pray together. Thank you, Lord, that you love us so much that you want to transform our lives completely. Fill us with your Spirit today. It's been a pleasure to spend these moments with you. I'd be delighted if this were not a one-way communication. So if you've got any questions or comments, do please write to me at jonathan.edwards@premier.org.uk. I'll then get back to you in complete confidence as soon as I can. Visit premier.org.uk/voice of hope and join our growing Voice of Hope family. And follow along with these daily meditations at home in print, direct to your favourite mobile device, or as a daily podcast on the app Podbean. I am Jonathan Edwards, and I encourage you to join me as I share a thought from the Bible Monday to Friday every week. May God bless you.
Hi, I'm Marcus Jones, Chief Digital Officer at Premier, which produces this podcast and many others. Like you, I love listening to these amazing podcasts. I also love hearing about the people who are impacted by them, like Sheila from Cheshire. Sheila's parents were both sick and she was going through a difficult time taking care of them. But she started listening to Premier's podcasts and God spoke to her through them with just the right thing she needed to hear at just the right moment. She felt reassured that God had it in hand and that her parents would be safe. It's incredible to know how important these podcasts are to so many. But they are listener funded, which means we need your support to keep them going for people like Sheila. This week we come to the end of our financial year with our funding need yet to be met. Would you consider a donation today to help us reach more people like Sheila with hope and encouragement through our podcasts? Give your gift today at premier.plus/donate. That's premier.plus/donate. Thank you.